Without issue?
Seems like it's your lucky day.
My gosh, what a good day. How are you doing, guys?
I'm good. Let's see, Danny's still a listener. Let's make my invitation.
I assume, Trev, feel free to shoot a speaker invite if you'd like. What do you mean?
Oh, if you're seeing something I'm not.
Cool.
I think the Android and Apple versions of the app differ slightly when it comes to throwing new updates.
Sorry, what was that? You were cutting a bit for me.
You're good for me, Daniel. Who was cutting out, Nina?
No, you were. You were.
Oh, weird. Hopefully that's not the issue of choice today.
Yeah, I know. Is Danny? I can't hear him.
Okay, that's a normal one. Sometimes one person just won't be able to hear one other. It's really weird. Someone just has to, like, hop down, hop back. Okay. Oh, Twitter. Oh, Elon.
I know! Like, stop doing other things and then focus on the spaces. We need these.
It is, I do think, just based on what we see him doing with, like, AI and live video, I think he's definitely getting ahead of himself a little bit, and like Twitter can do everything, or X, it's the everything app, and it's like, yeah, but maybe do one thing at a time.
Like, right, it's like, can we focus on something that we're already using and struggling with?
Yeah, that so many people use. Like, there was a dedicated app for this thing, I think it was called like Clubhouse, and it only died because Twitter added spaces, but like, this is such a major one of their most used features, for sure. It's funny they don't give more attention to it.
Especially during bull market.
Like, yeah, right?
Yeah, like he had time to work on it during the bear. But now that there is more users every single day, then he should definitely pay some attention to this.
Okay, it seems like he makes sure that Mario guy's spaces always go fine. You know, he gives them all the server power.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hi, everyone. We're just trying to get in Dan and Trevor.
Right.
And we'll be starting in a minute.
Dealing with the fun. Okay, Daniel's back. Let me re-invite you. I guess Trevor's invite didn't work at all because he shot an invite and then once accepted, left the room.
Classic Trevor. Let me check on you.
I like that. Let's start blaming people instead of Twitter. Daniel, why aren't you up here yet? It's your fault. Daniel, I'll send you both a speed and a co-host just in case it's buggy. Accept whichever works.
Well, Trev, you must be able to speak now. Can you speak?
I was summoned.
Hey, Trev.
GM.
Everyone, he's a little bit grumpy, but thank you so much for accepting the invitation. But he's not a morning person, and it's way too early there.
Are you West Coast U.S. or something, Trev? Where are you at? What time is it?
West Coast U.S. You called it, buddy.
Yep.
I've been up to 6:30 though on calls right now. I'm getting all the app chain day videos up and running on YouTube, so you'll see them shortly. But I'll be working on those in the background.
No, that's good. Thank you for accepting the invitation. I'm super excited to have you here. I'm sorry you had to wake up early.
I can't blame you for it, though, but if we're blaming people, I guess we can blame somebody, so.
Okay, I'll take it. I'm fine with it. I know you'll forgive me.
Just a little bit less to blame someone. Say again. Yes. I think we're all finally working.
Is Dan already talking? I still can't hear him.
Daniel is talking. Yeah, you can't hear him, Nina. You'll have to drop down.
Yeah, I think it's me. I'm going to leave. Bye, guys.
So,
be back.
Didn't we figure out this whole voice connection from a distance thing in like the 80s? Like,
I guess the short answer is no.
No, like, I'm not a developer, but that bug actually really does interest me. Like, how is their infrastructure set up so that frequently one person cannot hear one specific other? It just seems very. How does that happen? One day we'll get it sorted. Okay, so I'm inviting Nina back up. Ah, thank you. I've never known a Nina. I've been friends with a couple of Ninas. That's awesome. Step one. Nina, can you hear Daniel?
I cannot. I see him as a listener.
Trev, do you hear Daniel?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
He's listed as a listener, not a speaker.
Oh, Twitter. Okay, wait, Daniel, maybe leave the space, close your Twitter app, and when you come back, I'll invite you as a co-host.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonzo. Hi, Mark. Hi, Will. Hi, Alec. I'm so sorry. This is not our fault. It's Elon's fault.
But I love all the bad kids, gotta say.
Right?
So Twitter was a $44 billion company, right? Just checking.
That's what we were told. Yeah, that's what someone paid.
Right. That was the paid ads.
Hey, Yieldmos, how's it going? I wonder if the frequency of Twitter updates and not everybody having automatic updates, I wonder if that creates some issues. Like, there's people on different versions of the app.
I think the real question is, does Farcaster have anything like this?
I don't know. I know that they have, like, for me, it is like a kind of like stories of Instagram. With tweets from Twitter, and then a little bit of like a blog and posting. But I don't know if they have something like this, because if they do, eventually I do see everyone jumping there if X doesn't fix these things.
Okay, wait, that looks like it worked. Daniel, do we? What is going on? Either Daniel's account or this account is permanently cursed with Twitter Spaces. This is... Oh, yeah. Can you guys not hear Daniel?
No, I cannot.
Can the audience hear you even?
Yeah, can someone please react if you can hear him?
Yeah, you can hear Daniel.
The sad bad kid.
We joke about it to lighten the mood, but this happens every time, and it's great. Yeah. Okay. We can try that. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to leave right now. You'll have like 30 seconds.
Okay, we'll be back, guys.
Yes. Hopefully not just me. Well, not obviously, actually. This is a different account, so.
No, Nina, can you hear Daniel on the 42 account? Oh, and no one else is a speaker. I'm so done with these. Not on my screen. She's a listener. This is so frustrating. This is every week somehow.
At the very least, you'll never be able to tell me I don't try. Okay, we're making this work. We're making this work. Nina, don't send anything. Or Nina, sorry. I'm gonna shoot you a co-host request instead of a speaker one. Daniel, you can hear me, right?
I can hear you.
Okay, we're doing this.
Can anyone else hear us?
Well, no one's in. I have a theory too.
What's your theory?
Oh,
So, finally, I have never been happier to hear Dan in my life.
Here's my theory. Something else that was buggy about that space I noticed is I couldn't invite anyone to be co-host. It said it was full, even though it told me I had no co-hosts. So I think maybe what would have happened, this is just a guess, I sent co-host requests to Nena and Daniel, you two, but you sent speaker requests. And I think they, like, my co-host request kind of accepted your speaker request, but it didn't know what to do with it. I think that's what happened. So maybe in future, wait for a request to come to you and then accept it. Because another bug I've noticed is sometimes people send a request, tapping on the accept button doesn't work. I have to go to their profile in the normal view and invite them to be a speaker to accept their request. Really weird, just a theory. Let's maybe keep it in mind in future.
Okay. I mean, at this point, it makes sense.
At this point, I don't care as much because we got it working and that's what matters.
Yeah, so, right?
Okay. Well, we'll let some people trickle back in before we, like, really dive in. But maybe we can just start with, I'm interested in how Ethereum Denver was. Mm. Maybe you want to talk on that a little? General, I want to go next year. I was gonna maybe go this year and it didn't quite work out. How is it? Like, I hear mixed things, actually.
I mean, it's a crazy event. Obviously, it's the biggest crypto conference in the world, so that says something. And yeah, I guess, like, one of the most OG ones. I didn't really go to ETH Denver, the conference venue itself. I pretty much hung out at, like, side events the whole time, which I think is, like, sort of where you find the best alpha, in my opinion. But yeah, there are people who do go to the conference venue, and I don't know what they do there. I guess they go to the booths and stuff. I don't know, Nena, if you have any other takes on that.
I think I've been for a long time in this space and I don't go to the main events either. I know. I think that the only main events that I actually go to is Cosmoverse, and it's because I have to be on the stage. But furthermore, I really feel that everything happens on the side events. So I know a lot of people that went, actually. A lot of people from Latam were there, and they were like, really, there's not much people. What you can do is, like, go to the booths if you need to make contact with a specific people. But that's it. Like, most of the days, it was pretty lonely for what I heard. So I was like, it's not worth it. There's so many, like, side events and panels, because it was not just, like, meetups, but actual, like, panels and conversations happening around. That for me, it was much more better in a way. It was better just to go to the side events. So that's also why I wanted to invite Trevor, because Trevor was hosting the he's part of the Dora teams, the Dora Hacks teams. And he was hosting the AppChain Day. And I think that was one of the best side events. I heard it was even better than the conference. So I was like, I think he might have some things to say. And I wanted to personally give a big shout out to him.
Yeah, that AppChain Day was pretty cool. I didn't actually see you there, though, Nena. But yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts on the AppChain Day, Trev.
Yeah, I didn't see her there either, but, like, I did get to really experience it. When you put on a massive event like that, like, you don't really talk to anybody or do anything. Like, your goal is to make sure the house doesn't come crashing down around you. That being said, we had a lot of our team members there that were actually, you know, putting in all of the hard work. So I can't take the credit for that. You know, it took 7 or 8 of us just, like, grinding it out the whole day to make sure that the event kind of went off without a hitch, whether it came to programming or logistics, execution on the ground, you know, flow of traffic, that kind of thing. I think a lot of people don't really understand, like, how much of a shit show it really is behind the scenes to make sure it's not, you know, like that on the outside looking in. So shout out to the team who utterly killed it. I think we got exactly what we wanted to out of the event. So it's, I hope you guys got a lot out of it.
Yeah, so actually in my case, I was late, super late, because my flight was that day. And I actually changed it. I had it at 9, but then I changed it to be able to attend at least a little bit. And I was there for like the last hour and a half. I got one, the coolest merch, but it was impossible for me to get through like everything because there was so many builders and it was so good. And then, I mean, I've been waiting to see like if we can see like the recordings and stuff, which you said, I think you are working on, because I heard that there was a lot of alpha and that everybody was there. So I think that that was a pretty cool event. And you're right, like whenever you are hosting events like that, most of the people that are organizing, they don't get to see how well or bad it went. I personally think from just the half of hour, 1 hour and a half that I was there, I think it was a great one. And I think that there's a lot of things that we actually get to see in Denver in general. I don't know, Trev, you were there for like a whole week. What do you think about like the sentiment of the whole market and the builders and the new projects that are coming? What is it that you think about it in general?
I think we're seeing a kind of a, not a paradigm shift, but maybe something a little bit less than that. But all things, you know, kind of good. And that's, you know, we've seen people refer to their companies as projects. For me, projects kind of seems like a word that you refer to your project as, you know, if you're a college student. And I think we've seen teams start to think of their projects more as companies in a more realistic and sustainable sense. So I have seen companies, I'll call them companies now, become a little bit more serious. That's focusing more on the business and legal elements, although legal is a component of business, right? Rather than just focusing only on the tech, because tech without the business element is nothing. Tech without users is nothing. It's just a thing, right? So I think that I'm cautiously optimistic, where I think we all kind of need to be cautiously optimistic at this point. Otherwise, what's the point? But also not kind of forget that kind of sentiment going into the bull market, right? Because we don't want to get blinded by greed and get terrored again. So cautious optimism is what I'm preaching here. What we have seen is ever since Cosmos has come together over the last couple of years, through the hard work of many of the people, not just in this room, but well beyond that, we've seen them start to travel, put on events, be a little bit more collaborative internally and externally to the ecosystem. And because of that, you're seeing a lot of side events from different teams. You're seeing more collaboration, more integrations than ever before. And that also makes me a little bit more bullish on Cosmos than I was a couple of years ago, where it was a little bit too fragmented. Still fragmented, but better every day. So cautious optimism.
Trev, I'm curious, like sort of exact same question as Nena, but with the added context of how many years have you gone to East Denver? Like specifically, I've been in crypto super long, so I think we have you back, right, Daniel, by the way?
I think so.
Okay, cool. We lost the first second. But yeah, I've been in crypto super long, and I've gotten to the point where sort of everything I learn about or look about, I try and do in context. I just find it more interesting. Have you gone to many previous ETH Denvers? And like, how in particular does it feel different just evolution-wise? Because it always, I feel like, coincides with a certain cycle of the market. So there's...
Sure. I mean, yeah. That's a good question. So I've been to a couple of them. And I think that when you have a bull market and things are in full swing, it's not just for Denver, it's just in general for the entire industry. If you go to any conference anywhere, that the sheer volume and depth of bullshit is directly related and noise, I'll say, is directly related to where you're at in this cycle. Is it? Are we going up? Are we going down? Is it a bear market? Is it a bull market? I've been to this in a bull market, and in a bull market, like, you know, you want to kill yourself because there's so much garbage flying at you, and it's hard to kind of sift out anything that's of value. Because not only is the volume insane, you're also trying to DD projects and dig into projects so fast that, like, you kind of just have to fly by the seat of your pants a little bit. And once it's kind of in that uncontrollable mania kind of phase, like, you really, it almost feels like it's better to, like, not do anything and then just kind of take a step back. But, you know, it's very different in a bear market. In a bear market, everybody's more collaborative.
I have never had someone put that feeling into words. So I know exactly what you mean. And, like, yes.
Yeah, in a bear market, we're more likely to be collaborative, right? Because runway is low, resources are low. We just slashed our BD team. We just slashed, you know, part of our business team. We let some devs go. And we're kind of forced to look around us rather than kind of silo build. Heads down, we just raised $10 million and we're scaling, right? So in a bear market, you'll see a lot more collaboration. In a bull market, you're going to see probably a little bit less. It's harder. It's honestly harder to build in a bull market, to be honest. That's my general assessment.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, Trev, to ask your question on what you just said, based on, like, the current place in the market where we are at, so I think you mentioned that, like, based on where we're at in the market, you can see certain types of things being launched. What do you think about now in terms of this time? Like, almost like, I guess it's a bull market by definition, but it feels still like it's pre-bull because it's so early in the bull that it's like, no one really knows what this is at the moment, I think.
I think that you can also kind of look at the volume of bullshit NFT projects that you're getting shilled, or narrative specific only projects getting shilled. Like, I don't know. I got shilled a Coinbase backed cat coin the other day with builders that I respect, and I thought maybe I should just sell everything. We haven't even gotten started yet, but maybe I should sell everything. The short answer to your question is we haven't even gotten started yet for this cycle. We're still at the very, very beginning. The halving is coming, which is the huge signal. The ETFs getting approved, big signal. Foreign markets adopting, big signal. So everything's kind of headed in the right direction, but we may not be headed up yet. We may go sideways a little bit, but I'm not an expert in this, how the markets move. They move how they want with forces that we don't understand sometimes. So we haven't started yet.
Yep. I don't know about you guys, but one of the number one ways I've learned to instantly, like, value and respect someone I meet online in the crypto world is if they can just acknowledge that, like, you cannot predict the future. You can maybe look at history, but, like, the market does what it wants. Absolutely. You know, anything completely unforeseen could happen tomorrow, right? We've had a couple of those black swan events in crypto where you cannot plan for it or anticipate it, nor can you even anticipate what it's going to do for the next couple months after it's happened right away, you know?
What we could do is we could all just copy trade Marin and we'll all make money.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I even think it's funny that, like, we say, like, I don't know, we try to predict things like, oh, the bull markets are getting shorter, or, like, there is a bull market or coming, or there is a bear market coming. It's like, these could all be, like, also, like, I guess, mini fluctuations on a bigger wave of things, you know? It's like, what happens if we zoom out and, like, actually take a real macro view of where the world's going, you know? These are just, like, mini fluctuations, and no one can predict them. So, but yeah, I think it's interesting also seeing at the moment is the influx of meme related things, and, like, and I guess that was my question actually, Trev, is like, what does that indicate for this part of the market? And I mean, do you think, like, essentially meme coins are
here to stay as like a, I don't know, like a new form of community or new form of maybe money or something.
But yeah, what do you? I think it depends. Like the market will, it doesn't care about us or anything else. It decides what it decides, right? Inevitably, people buy stupid shit with their money. Inevitably, people buy collectibles with their money. Inevitably, people buy, you know, investments or put money into investments, right? The medium just tends to change, right? So are they going to stay? Yeah, of course they're going to stay because people want to buy random shit for, you know, arbitrary reasons. You know, so it's going to stay. NFTs are collectibles. Trading cards haven't gone away, right? Stocks haven't gone away. Investments haven't gone away. Like the medium and the medium of exchange is all that really changes, right? I'd have to say that in terms of where the market's at and where we're going, the only real metric I would care about is new liquidity coming in rather than liquidity on the sidelines that were already in, that was already in crypto, getting re-engaged from stables. If there aren't new users and new liquidity, that means it's the same old liquidity moving around and getting extracted by the same players that have always extracted value from us. So that's really the question. Is it new liquidity or is it old liquidity?
It's all Tether.
It's just Tether printing money.
Yeah.
In large parts.
Yeah. But anyway, the other thing that was sort of on the agenda for the day, and we sort of skipped ahead without touching upon it, but is that Nena has joined the team. So welcome, Nena, to your first 42 Twitter space.
Oh, it's been a lovely space.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We promise they're always just like this.
You delivered. You did, Timmy.
Yeah. I mean, so obviously welcome to the team. The 42 team is super excited to have you on board. Yeah, we'd love to just, I guess, hear your thoughts on 42, why you made the move, your thoughts on the future of the team and stuff like that, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think it's a little bit linked to what we were talking. I think that during the bear market, you get to see a lot of like the actual projects. I feel that it's much more difficult to build, but also you can take the time to discover some gems. And I feel that in my case, I've been pushing a lot of the narrative in the last years about how we need to start shifting our view from just like infrastructure projects to projects that are much more focused on the final user, because the industry, that's going to be the next step. If we want adoption and if we want to actually grow and provide financial services for the people, then we need to start seeing how to build things for the people. So that's a narrative that I personally have been very into since a lot of years, since the very beginning, because for a profession, like by profession, I am a lawyer in international law, and I was into human rights. And I was working with different governments and diplomatics to see ways to get a better life for people. And one of the things that it's always there is the financial side and how we can give sovereignty to people by actually making them independent in the financial side. So as soon as when I started in Web3, I was like, okay, there's a lot of things that we can do here, but I couldn't see a lot of the user side, which was for me something that pushed me to start also La Multisig, that is a Web3 media company that we have in LATAM. to start educating those users and get them to join more of the Web3 space. And then I've been working in Cosmos for like 3 years, and I wanted to see a project that was focused on users. And I'm very lucky because I know Eliseo. Eliseo is in the product side of 42. He's one of the co-founders of 42. And I know him as a person. I know that he is aligned with what I think. And I knew that he was working on something, but I didn't know what it was. And then last year, when I was in Cosmoverse, we just jumped into each other, and he was telling me more about the project. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so relieved, because I can see that one is in good hands. The project is in good hands. And I know that you have the good values behind it, and I'm sure that you can do it. So that was like my first initial conversation and like the starting point for me and 42. And then I got to meet also Moritz, who's here. I was like, this is a good team. This is a good narrative. And they are definitely pushing into the right way. And that's basically it. Like, since that moment, I was a little bit in love with the project. And then a couple of weeks ago, when Daniel popped up the question, like, do you want to join the team? I was like, oh my God, this is a good opportunity. I was not expecting it. I was in Nolus as the head of growth, and we've had a good growth, and I still like, I love the team, I support them. However, I think that this is finally like the opportunity that I have to work in what I believed in, that was for the final users. So that's basically what I decided to join, and I'm super excited. I'm really glad that I got to join before the launch of the project and everything, because that means that we can grow together in a way. So yeah, I can talk all the day, so just stop me, guys.
No, that was great. Great answer. Tammy, I don't know if you have any questions on that, on anything there.
Not really. I was interested. You're one of the people who I've been following for a while. You know, I see on my feed all the time. But I don't think we've ever like connected on a space or anything else. But just to hear, like, sounds like we both got interested in 42 for the same reason. Like, crypto is awesome, offers all these possibilities, potentially unlocks all these doors, but none of it really matters if the user's experience with it isn't smooth and like easy too. I don't know, no questions, just completely agree. I think what 42 is doing is more important in some senses than crazy infrastructure scaling projects like Celestia or Dimension or whatever, because it's like, okay, your average mom and pop shop still isn't letting you buy anything in any crypto. Most people still don't know how to use Ethereum or anything. So maybe we don't need that just yet. Or we do, but like, let's focus on this stuff too.
Yeah. And I think, and then on that side, yeah, we've obviously, the 42 team has been following your progress for a while. So we're super happy to bring you on board, and yeah, we're definitely looking forward to that, to the journey that lies ahead. I think it's definitely a hard journey that we're going for. I mean, a lot of people say, like, are you targeting retail? Like, that's like one of the hardest markets you can go after. Never mind that within crypto. However, I think it's also potentially one of the biggest markets, and it's like we look at the problem we're trying to solve. It is huge, but so we have our work cut out for us over the next few years, but hopefully it's going to be worth our while. Trevor, I have a question for you. What are you sort of seeing in the UX space at the moment, in the crypto UX space? Are you seeing anything interesting from your like macro app chain view of things?
Not enough.
not enough is what I'm seeing. I think that in the same vein of like focusing more on business over just the tech, we've been focused on too much of the tech under the hood and infrastructure rather than
User acquisition, user friction, user pathways, you know, that kind of thing. There's too much friction. So I haven't seen enough, but I know, like, I talked to the guys at Kado a couple weeks ago, and they have, like, you know, no KYC below X amount of dollars onboarding through them. And I think that eliminates friction, you know, when
Really?
Yeah, that's non-U.S. citizens. So if you need that, go take a look. Oh. But the outside of the U.S. market, there is a lot of liquidity and users to be acquired there, especially when you talk about gaming, which is going to be probably the catalyst for mass onboarding, right? So you see big teams like Proof of Play, who A16Z gave $32 million leading to build fully on-chain games, and it's the team from like Zynga, which built Farmville, right? And Farmville was one of the first things that we saw that caused mass adoption of the App Store, that to the degree where like moms, fathers, grandmothers, kids, young adults were all playing the same game at the same time. You seldom see that outside of entertainment and gaming. So entertainment and gaming, I expect to lead this cycle through teams like Proof of Play, through on-ramping solutions that make it easy and reduce friction, like Kado, and other solutions like that. So I see positive pieces, but we got to glue it all together.
And I think it's like one of these things that because we have seen so few retail users using crypto. I mean, obviously, that this is not just like, I guess, purchasing Ethereum or purchasing Bitcoin, because I think that's kind of in the couple millions now, but like actually using crypto. Because there's been so few of them, there's obviously it's like a chicken and egg. There's so few users, so few startups start in the space. But I think once it does start reaching a tipping point where it's like, whoa, now users are actually starting to come on board, there's going to be a point where there's an influx of crypto startups focusing on UX. Like it's sort of an inevitability, in my opinion. So I guess that's where it's like, where they say stuff about startups, like it's pretty much about persistence and surviving. Like, cause if your timing is obviously everything. So like, if you can just survive long enough that you catch a wave, then you're on the wave. And that's why like we're pretty happy that we've been building out 42 for quite a while now, through the last bear market at least. And hopefully we can catch this next big wave, which our opinion will be a UX wave.
Yeah, it's a war of attrition, right? And the teams that kind of were able to build through this bear are the ones that are going to form the foundation for the next run, which is, you know, beginning now. So good job on making it.
Yeah, just touch and go. But we seem to have pulled through so far.
Yeah, and also adding a little bit on that is, I think that a lot of the projects that have been on right now, like they are focusing on the same users. And it's been something that I've been thinking and we have been talking a lot about, and is we are just getting in touch with the same users, and there is just enough liquidity there. Like we're tapping into the same liquidity, we're tapping into the same users, but nobody's really caring about onboarding more users. And also we've been focusing in getting a lot of like users from the wrong countries, I feel. Like we get the attention in like users of the US, but then we have all these legal problems in the US and like things that cannot really contribute to increase our user base. And yeah, there's liquidity here, but there is not, there's a lot of things that are in the middle, and we still have to convince people about Web3, like, hey, you need this. But then there's countries, and basically the whole global South needs Web3, and you don't really have to go and try to explain to them, because it's just like they need financial services. And you, if you provide it, like that's it. They don't really care if it is Web2 or Web3. They just care about how they can use it. So I feel that that has been another thing that I saw also in Denver, and that I'm very excited about seeing, and is the focus in users, but also that focus on users have come with us looking at the global south and at countries and markets that actually need Web3 and start to get that audience, because you don't have to explain anything. You just have to make a product that works for them, and then they're in.
Yep.
I've never got so flustered in a Twitter space.
I totally agree. And I think it's something that we're thinking a lot about. And like, I've actually spoken with some of my mentors about it over the last day or two. It's like 42 is obviously like what we want to sort of, at least a hypothesis of where we want to build towards, is educating users at the same time as getting them to use it. So it's like, how do we make it easy and teach them about it and let them know that their financial decisions are being made in a meaningful way through the 42 platforms? Like, how do we ensure how do we ensure a user that they should deposit their money into 42 and deposit it into an underlying platform through 42 that is safe, reliable, and that user will be getting a good return on it? And that's through a lot of educational stuff, essentially. So, and I think that like a huge use case for that, as you said, Nana, is in the global south, like places like Africa and South America, and potentially Asia too. I mean, obviously that's not global south, but sort of these developing countries where users don't know where people don't know how to manage their money yet. And once we could sort of onboard them into DeFi rails, we may see people actually becoming empowered to manage their money in the right way. So
yeah, the thing I'll add to, not at all correcting you, like there are a huge problem with financial literacy and education, but it's also, like, as we all know, kind of saying the obvious, one of the best things about Web3 is some of these people might have the knowledge and they literally just don't have the tools to be good with their money and do smart things and like plan for the future. It's both, for sure, people
understand really what money is to some degree. You know, it's like I always say, I think I said it maybe to Nena or to my team the other day. It's like, I've studied finance, I worked in banking, I worked in fintech, I worked in VC, and I'm running a DeFi protocol, and I'm still like pretty bad at managing my money, let alone someone who hasn't studied any finance is just like, I don't know, working as an electrician or whatever it is, who has had no financial training necessarily. It's like super hard. So how do we get those people to at least comprehend the right way to be using their money, or to be investing their money, should I say? So yeah, that's something that I like to think about these days. I do think we need to start rounding this up, because I have another call in a few minutes, and I think Nena does too. I don't know if there's any closing thoughts on this.
Maybe a small quick update on where 42 the product is, where beta testing's at, anything like that. Not sure if there's any specific updates, but probably a good note to close on if you have anything.
Yeah, so it's pretty much the team has fixed a lot of bugs on the beta product. Things are looking super good. The product, I'd say, is just about ready to launch, which we're happy with. We are just sorting out some administrative stuff on the back end at the moment, but that should be sorted out soon, and an imminent launch is upon us.
Exciting stuff. Cool. So for now, what can people do to get involved if they're not part of the whitelist crew while they wait for full release?
I guess
follow this account for sure. That'd be number one. Follow Daniel as well.
And
Olivio down in the audience. Yeah. Do we think we'll be spinning up a Discord or something like that soon? Or is this maybe a conversation for offline?
Yeah, no, I think that we're going to be inviting more people to our Discord and to the Telegram. And if there's anybody in the audience that wants to test the project, please DM me, DM the 42 account, DM Daniel. Someone is going to get you in the whitelist. We really appreciate any kind of comments and contributions because, as we have said in this space, this is for the final users. So any kind of feedback that you have, it's always welcome and appreciated.
Awesome.
I agree.
Cool. Well, stay tuned here on Twitter. We'll be putting out lots of info and links to socials and hopefully our public release platform as sooner than you may think. Thanks, everybody, for joining, especially bearing with us through the tech difficulties. We may have figured out part of it, so maybe smoother sailing in the future. Fingers crossed, and knock on wood for saying that.
Yeah, thanks, everyone, and thanks, Trev, for joining as a guest today.
Yeah, thanks so much, and great to have you on board, Nena. Everybody, have a good week, and we'll see you next week.
Cool, bye.
Hi guys.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payment. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage. Like the shit is play for keeps, clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Terra Spaces.